From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. A pedestrian accessibility improvement project near Highway 61 at Gooseberry Falls State Park begins Tuesday, September 6th. Highway 61 traffic will not be affected by the project. The work will replace a stone sidewalk with a smoother surfaced sidewalk that's accessible to persons with disabilities. A temporary wooden boardwalk will be installed to provide access during construction of the new sidewalk. The boardwalk also will be accessible to persons with disabilities. This Americans with Disabilities Act improvement project is expected to be completed in late September, weather permitting. In the meantime, the construction near Split Rock Lighthouse State Park is nearing completion. Motorists traveling on Highway 61 near the Split Rock River will encounter two short stretches of gravel driving surface through September 7th. One section will affect northbound and southbound traffic. The other section will only affect northbound traffic. Both 1,500-foot-long sections will be repaved September 8th, and the bridge project is expected to be completed in late September. For many Cook County residents, their 2012 property taxes will increase and they probably won't know why. The major change in state tax policy was overshadowed by the confusion of the special session in July. The tax bill was approved by state lawmakers and signed by the governor as a part of the budget agreement that ended the 20-day stalemate. The change is no more homestead credit. This cornerstone for keeping property taxes lower meant the state paid local governments a portion of the taxes levied on a primary residence declared a homestead. Legislators replaced the homestead tax credit with a homestead market value exclusion. The exclusion equals 40% of the first $76,000 in market value, or $304. The exclusion is reduced by 9% of the market value over $76,000 until it hits zero at $413,800 market value. That move gives the state $261 million a year more to help balance its own budget woes, but may force municipalities and counties into raising local levies. Even if levies remain the same, individual property taxes will still likely go up. Cook County Auditor-Treasurer Brady Powers.
Countywide, we will be losing an estimated $278,000 of what we might have received for 2012 for market value credit. It amounts to about 3% of all the local levies in the county. Each taxing authority, city, county, school, hospital, towns, received a share of that market value credit money from the state to offset each of their levies. City of Grand Marais will be hit harder than others. They would be closer to 6%.
About $181,000 of that figure will be lost to the county and may figure into county board deliberations on the 2012 budget. The remaining $97,000 is the estimated amount the other government entities in the county will not receive and may need to make up through increased levies. Properties valued at $76,000 will be hit proportionately the hardest. In 2011, a property at that value with a 0.5 tax rate had a gross tax of $380. The homestead credit reduced that to an adjusted tax of $76. In 2012, the same property with the new market value exclusion and the same tax rate will have its taxable market value reduced to $45,600, resulting in an adjusted net tax of $228. That's a triple increase. By contrast, a homestead valued at $150,000 would see an estimated property tax increase of $118. A $276,000 property would see an estimated $62 increase. Bottom line is that homesteads receive a lesser benefit, the state gets the benefit, and your taxes go up. Minnesota's stressed moose population could all but disappear within a decade, much faster than previously estimated, if the current rate of decline continues. That's the projection noted by several natural resource experts who were part of the state's 2009 Moose Advisory Committee to develop ways to save the state's iconic forest animal. The report states that if the decline over the past 6 years continues at the same rate, there could be few moose in northeastern Minnesota by the year 2020. The report was submitted Monday to Minnesota Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Tom Landwehr. While that rapid moose decline could slow, offering more time to solve the moose mystery, the researchers offered the report to the DNR as an updated recommendation because, quote, rapidly changing conditions require attention. When the advisory panel first met, it was believed moose would likely continue in northeastern Minnesota in fewer numbers for the next 50 years or more. The latest opinion casts doubt on that timeline. While they praised the DNR for research efforts already underway and for taking action to reduce moose hunting permits, they also urged a stronger, more public campaign to draw attention to the problem. Ron Moen, a moose researcher at the Natural Resources Research Institute of the University of Minnesota Duluth, told the Duluth News Tribune, quote, "We're not trying to create a controversy here. Everyone involved is working to solve this for the moose." It was Moen who projected the rate of decline over the past 6 years into the future and found moose mostly gone from Minnesota sometime between 2021 and 2025. Earlier this month, the DNR released its moose management plan based on the earlier recommendations, 2 years in the making, which aims to check the moose decline in northeastern Minnesota. The plan calls for limiting and even ending moose hunting as their numbers dwindle, additional research into why moose are dying, limiting deer numbers in moose areas to avoid spreading disease, making recreational deer feeding in the moose range illegal, and habitat projects to give moose more of what they need to eat and escape summer heat. In northeastern Minnesota, moose numbers plummeted to about 4,900 animals during the 2011 winter survey. That's down 11% from the year previous and down from more than 8,000 just 5 years ago. Researchers have begun gathering water samples for a study mandated by the legislature on what the state's water quality standards to protect wild rice should be. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says the Carlos Avery Wildlife Management Area is the first of 30 to 50 wild rice waters that will be sampled over the next month. The data will feed into a larger $1.5 million study to whether the state's existing limits on discharges of sulfates into wild rice waters should be relaxed, a change sought by mining and other business interests, who note the current standards are based on research from the 1940s. The MPCA says it's reviewing public comments on the draft study protocol and expects to name an advisory group for the study early next month. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.